It's now time for Locker Room Chatham here with Emaw Central head football coach Michael Glatzik after a 69-0 defeat of Horton last week. Coach, just your thoughts on your way your defense was able to carve out the offense from Horton this past week.
It's just like we said earlier, our defense is flying around right now. They're fun to watch, you know, through four games. We've allowed 6 points against four, you know, decent opponents that should make some noise in the playoffs. So, I thought our kids handled the first week of districts really well, and hopefully we can flip the page and go on to Jeff West.
Yeah, kind of talking about your offense. I mean, talk about your guys' offensive line and Carter Hike, but, I mean, talk about just your overall playmaking ability as an overall unit.
That's exactly right. You know, preseason, we had four guys coming back, really four and a half, with Reese Garrity starting a couple games last year, and those guys haven't missed a beat this year. I knew the quarterback role and the skills role would be a big question mark, but I thought so far Carter Hike's really stepped up, proven to be that guy. And then, you know, on the side, you got Cooper Kramer, you got Carter Ridenhouse, Aiden Brockman, Kayla Schroffman stepping up, and then Reed and Jonah have been stepping up also this year.
Coach, what are some things that you've noticed that are different about this team from the team that you guys had a year ago, but at the same time, you've been able to stay so dominant?
I think right now on defense, especially, is overall speed. You know, last year we had a lot of experienced kids back. We might have been a little bit bigger last year, but this year I think we got more team speed, and the kids are really extremely buying into both defense and offense this year. You know, I think the community's also kind of been impressed with, you know, taking a big hit off senior graduation last year, and these kids are having fun with this year, and they're really coming together so far.
And Coach, briefly before we go to break, before we got on the air, we talked about how you guys switched up your defensive coordinator from last year. What are some things that he's done a little bit different as well for you this year?
I don't know much different. Just terminology, you know, just some technique and terminology that we've been doing since the summer. And I just told the kids Monday during film. I said, "Hey, you guys have really bought in to the different techniques. You know, if you're a senior and a new coach comes in, it's really tough to try to change your technique, your play. And I thought these kids have really gained Coach Mayberry's trust, and vice versa with Coach Mayberry and the players."
Yeah, everyone is certainly bought in and locked in. We'll go and step aside for a quick break. You're listening to Locker Room Chat with head coach Michael Glatzik of the Nemaha Central Thunder. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik ahead of their game against Jefferson West. And coach, we kind of talked about this a little bit before we got on the air. Is this a Jefferson West team that, even though they have gotten off to a bit of a rough start offensively, they have only been getting about 10 points a game, but still they're a team that you shouldn't overlook?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, obviously it's the most important game because it's the next one on the schedule. A much improved team from last year, as they only graduated a couple seniors, a really good junior class, freshman, sophomore class. You know, they only have two seniors this year. So, I think week two they beat Hiawatha, and then week three against Sabetha. You know, it was a close first half, so we got to be ready to roll come Friday.
And coach, what are some things that you know about this Tigers passing game that'll be a challenge for you as a secondary?
Just like you said, you know, I think our run defense is really extremely good. We're big up front, so I think we can handle their front. But with Tucker Holdhouse back there at the queue, and then some skilled receivers, it should be a challenge for our guys, which that's what we need going into district play here in the following weeks.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And then after that, you guys have two really difficult road games, Minneapolis coming up next week, Riley County at home on the 13th, and then Sabetha towards the in that last week. How do you guys keep locked in on one single game at a time?
That's exactly right. You know, it's tough, you know, with 16 or 15 to 18-year-olds trying to focus week to week. You know, last week we took care of week one districts or first game of districts, and you know, this week it kind of flips the page and go to the big back to the big seven, and you know, our first goal of the season is to be league champs. So, you know, that's what our focus is this week, to dominate Jeff West, and then one more league game at the end of the year. But it's just like you said, we got to take it week to week, and we'll see how we do.
Coach, you've done a great job of keeping those kids locked in every single week. Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. Best of luck on Friday.
Hey, thank you, Jared. Appreciate it.
That was Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.